Hi guys, my name is Creighton and I'm here with Megan Lockwood. Today we're going to talk about old and new social medias.
Hey guys, let's get started. So, old media is basically just forms of communication, and it's more of like the books and magazines and newspapers, film, sound recordings, radio, and TV.
And then like new media is like websites, mobile apps, social media, computer games, blogs, podcasts, just newer technology.
And I think there's a lot of pros and cons between the two. Old media, it's better if you don't have Wi-Fi and you're just in a situation where you don't have that connection and you can just read that book or you can read the newspaper and find out the news. But I think we're transferring over to the new media because of the fact that it's faster. Americans, we just want faster things. We're lazy. We want it easier. And I think that's why we started having news on our phones, social media, getting that stuff straight to us through the technology.
And then, like, the cons of old media, though, there's always, like, a bad thing to everything. And so, like, the cons, it's outdated and it's unappealing. Like, when you have phones, like, everybody just wants the newest phone, the newest
it becomes a
technology.
Business.
And it's just, like, a competition to who has, like, the newest stuff. And it takes longer when you're looking. So, like, if you're reading a newspaper, why would you read a newspaper when you can scroll through it on
exactly,
your phone?
Exactly.
And you could find stuff a lot more quicker or just look up on Google, like,
and
what's happening.
Why would you read a book when it's easier to just use apps like Audible and then you
can
hear
read
it
for you?
Exactly.
And then it's also hard to get news in a short amount of time. So when something just happens, it's harder to type it up and then print it out on a piece of paper, and it's easier just to type it and then put it in a news story on your phones or something.
Just like in class when the hurricane thing was coming out, the
yeah.
newspapers were outdated, but when we looked it up online, it was on top of everything.
And we also got to watch like a video of like it actually happening, and you probably wouldn't be able to watch that like
maybe on
in a book.
Maybe on television we can see that stuff. But more often than not, you can watch that on your phone on the weather app. Now, for new media, I think we should talk about the transitions of everything.
So basically what new media is the mean of mass communication using digital devices. And it really wasn't popular until the 2000s, which is our generation. That's why it's so, like, involved. Like, it's got such a big involvement in our generation.
And it's been advertised so much more in movies and everything. That's another thing. That's another connection between the old media and the new media. We still have old media, and they're still popular. But the ways of getting that stuff is through our technology, through our phones. So, in a way, it's using both, or it's just an updated version.
And the thing with new media is if there weren't as many people using it, people would still be reading books and would still be reading the newspaper. But because so many people use it and it's such a bandwagon type of thing, now more people use like book or phones instead of books and get their information through social media and like Snapchat news, and instead of actually reading like a newspaper or watching the news on a TV.
And you know what else? I think it's funny how everything has a time period. Everything gets old eventually, just like the old. Everything gets old over time. MySpace used to be the biggest thing. I wasn't really on it personally because we were young, but now we have Instagram, now we have
Snapchat,
and it's
and
taken over our lives. Just the other day, I was looking at my phone and the screen time usage, and I use Snapchat way more than I ever thought I would. I use YouTube more, Netflix more. I'm not sitting there watching the TV or reading a book or reading a magazine. I get that stuff off of my phone.
And for me, the most used app on my phone is YouTube. And in the last 24 hours, I use YouTube 41%. And then Instagram 25% and Snapchat 21%. And that's how I get, like, my news and, like, what's going on in everyone's life is from those three apps.
Yeah, for me, YouTube, too. That's the most spent, an hour and 27 minutes. And
mine was 1.9 hours. So, really closer to 2 hours, I guess.
You think that you don't use it as much, but it really just becomes until such an involvement. Until you actually look at it. Yeah.
It's just like a way of passing time, and it's like if you're awkward or like bored, you'll just get on your phone.
Yeah, you're just gonna get on your phone.
But I don't even like when you before there were phones and you got like awkward or bored, you just watch TV or read the newspaper. But instead, we get on our phones just because they're more accessible and they're easier to get to.
And it's a habit over time. We just get on our phones, keep getting on our phones, and it keeps us from doing schoolwork, and it keeps us from doing other things. So there's negatives to media just in general. It's addicting, and it's a bandwagon effect.
And then the changes in media have been, you know, we would read newspapers, and now we get on Snapchat, and there's, like, the news on our phone.
Yep, we have the Daily Mail.
And then there was, like, and even in, like, technology media, like, it went from kind of like what Megan said. It was from technology to or MySpace to Instagram and stuff like that. So even like the different social medias have changed over the last couple of years. It's not just like traditional media to new media. It's the new media itself that has changed.
And if you think about it, 10 years ago, so when we were younger, when we were in kindergarten, first grade, I was using a computer, but we weren't using iPads
like
in school.
Phones.
We didn't have our own laptops. We were sitting there doing book work, and that was just 10 years ago. That was still more involved. It was on the uprise of the new media, but teachers and school were involved in, they still wanted to keep the paper copies, stuff like that.
And now even parents, like, they give their kids their phones. Mm-hmm. Just to entertain them instead of, like, when we were younger, we would get, like, read, like, a book or play with a toy. Now we have phones because little kids see their parents using their phones or other people, and they just want to do what other people are doing.
Yeah.
So they'll play games on phones, or they'll want to call people, or they want to watch YouTube videos. So, like, I know a two-year-old that is always on her mom's phone, and she just constantly wants to watch YouTube videos on it. Like, she watched, like, a baby in a pool.
It's just random stuff. They get addicted to it at such a young age. But I think we should talk more in depth about the types of the old media and the types of the new media, and then connect those two. Like shopping, for example. There's websites and mobile apps now that you can get that stuff delivered straight to your door. Just straight to your door. People have become so lazy. But at the same time, it's not even being lazy. Mm-hmm. It's just easy. It's self-made so much easier.
It's
you can
easier
look at it both ways.
To go on your phone and then only have to put your debit card or credit card information in one time, order what you want, and then
send it
instead of going to like a store or the mall or something,
yep,
and then go and find exactly what you want. And I also feel like when you go online, you almost find more things than
and
you do
can
in malls
sit, yes,
or in
you
stores.
You can sit there and be patient.
And you can look. You're not like rushed out because the store is going to close, or you just don't want to be there. You see somebody you don't want to see. Like it's more comfortable.
And for the mobile apps, nowadays we have something for everything. Companies are making apps. Chick-fil-A, for example, Zaxby's, they have or they're getting apps for people to order online. It's all about
And they're marketing it by using it. Like, here, do our rewards points, and you get a gift.
They're trying to get you on
or something.
There.
They're trying to get more technology. And even, like, us, like, when we got our iPads, like, instead of going from, like, textbooks, we have our iPads now, our Chromebooks, that have our textbooks on it and have our notes on it and have our PowerPoints on it. I know in a lot of my classes, I take notes from PowerPoints that are downloaded on my Chromebook and then also take notes on my Chromebook. So I don't really have a teacher teaching me as much. Like in my U.S. history class, I have my teacher like go over it, but then we really kind of are like more responsible for learning it on our own.
And with the radio, I find it so crazy that people still do listen to radio. Mm-hmm. It's not
like
fading
out. They do like talk shows every morning.
In
so.
The car, you can listen to it. But we now have apps like Spotify, Apple Music, and that's basically the radio in its own. There's literally radio stations in those apps. It's really just
especially
taking
in
over.
Apple Music.
Yep, in Apple Music, you have it. You can just play a list or like a playlist of songs. Mm-hmm. You don't have to listen to the commercials. They're trying to make it more enticing to mm-hmm. you.
And even like now we have like really kids don't really play like games on like a computer as much anymore. Like on a desktop, they would play like little games. Now we can play them like on our phones just because they're more portable and they're easier mm-hmm. to play things on.
There's new things every day that you can't get old. You mm-hmm. can't get tired of
and
it.
And like a computer game is kind of an example of new media versus newer media. So it went from like a computer desktop to a phone, but it used to be like board games mm-hmm. and like card games yeah. and old media. But now, since there's phones and computers that you can download games on, it's just easier to do it that way.
And 10 years ago, I was addicted to computer games. I was playing Club Penguin. I was playing all those
little games. I did webcams. I was always on webcams.
There's always things. And it's sad that such little kids are getting pulled into it. Not that it's a bad thing, but it can be over time that you're getting introduced to it so young. You miss the fact that we used to get things off of books. Mm-hmm. You learned to read. You learned kind of speak, you learn grammar from that stuff, and now it's just not as prevalent in society. And about the blogs and stuff,
people like this is kind of another thing, like with new and the newer media, people would kind of like type blogs like on like a computer and then reviews, upload them, and now people kind of like video themselves and then post it on like stuff like YouTube or Instagram. So they've kind of just switched a little bit. People don't really make blogs anymore.
It's constantly getting updated. There's constantly a newer thing. Maybe in 10 years from today, in the future, we're going to have new media, and then there's going to be a whole new segment of so much more updated, complex things. We're going to keep having to update over time because you just want to get better and better mm-hmm. and better. Like the phones, there's new features on websites. Mm-hmm. There's new features on just technology in general. It's always getting better.
All right. Well, anything else?
I think that's all. Thank you guys for listening.
Bye.
Catch us in our next episode.